Paul McCartney, composer, musician, and ex-Beatle. How well could you endure loneliness?
How well could I endure loneliness? I don't really know. When I was a kid, I never used to mind it too much. Since then, I haven't actually been very lonely, so I haven't kind of tested it lately. But I never used to mind it too much. I used to quite like getting away on my own. It's got yellow sand on it, little lapping waves. I'm there in trousers just to the knee and frayed. A few suitcases lying around, one carrying my guitar and a couple of these records, and the log that we managed to swim ashore on. Desert Island Disc conjures up traditional British pleasures like the Great British Breakfast, Billy Cotton Band Show. Very sort of downbeat, very relaxed. I love its homeliness.
Back to music. Number six.
Is a song called Searching. Now, this is one we used to do at the Cavern with the Beatles, and we used to have little groups of fans who used to give themselves little names. Used to be a group of fans called the Cement Mixers, with some other group called the Wooden Tops. And they just make up little names for themselves, you know, being a little gang. And there was two girls called Chris and Val, and they used to sing Searching, Paul. Sing Searching. That used to be the big request from Chris and Val. Sing Searching. That was me and George did that bit. And John sang the lead. Great, good words on this one too. I haven't chosen any Beatle records, but if we'd had more than eight, I probably would have. I haven't chosen any of my records, so to sort of sum up the whole thing, I've chosen one off John Lennon's record Double Fantasy, which I think is a beautiful song. It's very moving to me. So I'd just like to sum the whole thing up by playing a song called Beautiful Boy.
Close your eyes.